Do you believe the Olympics, do they have the chance of becoming maybe a super spreader?
I think that's a for sure, 1,000%.
Lordy, lordy. Buckle up, buckaroo, because it's on like Donkey Kong. Look at this. Peter Hotez, the mini-me of Fauci, calls for police deployment against anti-vaxxers. It's worse than that. UN and NATO troops to take over the media, lock down, martial law, and force inject you under the UN treaty. What?
And what I've said to the Biden administration is the health sector can't solve this on its own. We're going to have to bring in Homeland Security, Commerce Department, Justice Department to help us understand how to do this. And I've said the same with, I met with Dr. Tedros last month in Geneva, WHO, the Director General, to say, I don't know that the World Health Organization can solve this on our own. We need the other United Nations agencies, NATO. This is a security problem because it's no longer a theoretical construct or some arcane academic exercise. 200,000 Americans died because of anti-vaccine aggression, anti-science aggression.
Liar.
Well, that makes you and me, my friend, aggressors, anti-science and anti-vaccine aggressors. So who's being aggressed? We're creating victims. He's claiming that we've killed 200,000 people through our anti-science aggression. That makes us murderers. This is a brilliant rhetorical tactic to deflect from the fact that I'm saying that they're murderers, right? That they created a mass murder through these injections.
It was known already in 2007, 2008 from analysis of the SARS-CoV-1 virus that this is possible, and the modifications they made by introducing the spike, the furin cleavage site into the spike protein, allowed essentially now to have a more efficient bioweapon, which is essentially targeting the brain.
The problem is the disinformation empire is so vast and pervasive, and that until we do something more definitive to get to the source of the disinformation and stop it, it's not going to have that much of an impact.
We did a rigorous review of these autopsies, and we found that about 74% of the cases of sudden death were caused or contributed to by the vaccine. That is now a peer-reviewed paper that's going to be published. And the reason I'm telling you that is that there is more evidence coming every single day. And it's not a little bit of evidence. It's not a case report here that they're going to dismiss, or a case report there, or a paper that The Lancet is going to take down and say, don't look at this autopsy series and we'll just bury it and make sure it never sees the light of day. There's going to be a tsunami of evidence of the harm of these COVID-19 vaccines, whether it's harming children, pregnant women, adults. And my message to the politicians is get ahead of this. Get ahead of this if you can. Don't chase after when all the evidence is out and then you're caught with your pants down.
You're functioning as the useful idiots of the anti-vaccine lobby.
Why are you calling people names?
Do you know me? Who do I associate with? How do you know I associate with idiots or listen to idiots?
You're being duped.
No, the CDC documentation is scary to me. I want you to hear my side so that you know it's not just autism.
The memos have now come out that, like Trudeau was told, it was killing everybody to cover it up.
Are prone to vaccine injury.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Or a fever. It's death.
We need totalitarian powers to lock people up and do whatever we want. And they're gearing up the bird flu, and they've got their new mRNA shot ready. It's all happening right now.
In an article citing cases involving crimes towards scientists, Hotez in part writes, quote, "We should look at expanded protection mechanisms for scientists currently targeted by far-right extremism in the United States."
3 months later, I'm hanging out with someone. My entire left side of my face starts to droop. They're like, okay, time to go back to the hospital. I'm like, no, it's just anxiety. Don't you worry. But sadly, not anxiety. It was a stroke. And I had been having strokes, apparently, because my internal carotid arteries were closing up to be this teeny tiny small.
Can this get any more naked? Can this get any more out in the open? Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, always love getting Aviva Frye on. He is a recovering lawyer, as he says, a very popular talk show host and a friend, and he's always on fire. But he's been knocking it out of the park, exposing the attempted assassination of Trump, the installation of Kamala Harris, different globalists, admitting there was a coup, admitting that they want to have civil war if Trump is reelected. Just all of it is so incredibly dangerous and insane. And now we've got, for a week, this huge incursion up to 60 miles into Russia with NATO mercenaries and frontline NATO equipment in a spiraling out of control escalation. We'll talk about Elon Musk, electronic voting machines, Tim Wall, Stolen Valor, Kamala Harris, and so much more with Aviva Frye. Find him on Viva, the Aviva Frye on X, and vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And we really appreciate him joining us. I want to go wherever you want to go, but front and center, because you've been covering it, so have I. And unfortunately, a lot of other folks really haven't. It's a big deal to have Congressman Raskin and Biden and a whole bunch of others saying, if Trump wins, we're going to have a civil war, and we're not going to accept it. It's just absolutely crazy. In fact, here's a short clip.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all.
So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions.
Okay, so big picture, 35,000-foot view. 31 days ago, they tried to kill Trump. They tried to imply that was fake. You can't fake something like that. The real people got wounded and died. And then now the total stand down. I mean, and they want us just to move on like it was the last Netflix show, the last Avengers movie. No, this isn't a movie. This isn't Dune. This is the real world with them installing Kamala illegally. Give us your take on just the big picture.
Just to cover my own butt, Joe Biden, in all of his mental acuity and cogentness, misspoke and corrected himself and said, no, I didn't mean if Trump gets elected. I meant if Trump doesn't get elected. We can't promise, that there won't be violence. What Jamie Raskin said should be sufficient to get him out of office permanently. There should be sanctions, censures, whatever the heck you have to do. Jamie Raskin did nothing other than say, we've tried to remove him from the ballot. We've tried to bankrupt him. We've now tried to kill him. And if he manages to win the election, we're just going to go back and try to go with the 14th Amendment subparagraph 3 disqualification. And we're going to have to tell the mob of people, sorry, democracy is over because we've just disqualified your guy after we couldn't disqualify him from the ballots, after we couldn't bankrupt him, lock him up, or kill him. If he gets elected, we're just going to disqualify him. He should be censured and removed from office. But what's amazing is, they want you to just move on and pretend that 4 weeks ago, the Secret Service did not allow, because I firmly believe that they did allow for this to happen. It's not just deliberate incompetence. When we find out now that the shooter Crooks guy had been training 43 days over the last year, some days on Christmas, Valentine's Day, Halloween, at a shooting range in Pennsylvania where Department of Homeland Security and other law enforcement were training. I mean, the kid obviously looks like he had an issue. He looked like he was not mentally all there. You see a kid like that training 43 times in a year, and that doesn't raise any flags to law enforcement. I don't believe
it. And then he's wandering around for 90 minutes with a rangefinder and 26 minutes on the roof, and you can see him crawling along the top. I mean, this is a total stand down.
It's Alex, it's you could not have that much incompetence in a row in the first place. I make the analogy that in a Minority Report, you know, when they had an orgy of evidence, and the guy says, you know how often you see an orgy of evidence? Never. This is an orgy of incompetence. You know how often you see that? Never. And
by the way, top the Green Beret sniper commanders, members of Congress that are Green Berets, you know, sniper leaders, Navy SEALs. I mean, I've had like at least 8 or 9 of them on the show, including the top sniper in the world shot somebody at 2.2 miles in Iraq on video with a 50 cal. They said, all of them have said, it's perfect incompetence over and over again at hundreds of points, which is impossible coincidentally. It's absolutely clear.
It's called fractal wrongness. It can't happen by accident. And it's not just that it all happened, and I don't think it was by accident. The explanations that they gave were mutually incompatible. Why wasn't there anyone on the roof? Well, Kim Cheadle, the now resigned, disgraced Kim Cheadle, who probably get, you know, she'll get a $1 million payday like Peter Stroke did. Why weren't they on the roof? It was too sloped. Oh, that wasn't true. Why weren't they on the roof? Because they didn't need to, because they had a visual of the roof by the other snipers elsewhere. Oh, they didn't have a visual of the roof? None of it makes any sense.
And then Ronald Rowe, the guy that was actually in charge, testified he didn't know who basically pulled things off. And it turned out he specifically pulled the people off.
Alex, it's obvious that it was deliberate. Not even a let it happen on purpose. This is a made it happen on purpose. That's my personal view, but there's no other conclusion to draw from this evidence. But why isn't the media talking about it? I mean, we are in a community where everybody knows of Operation Mockingbird, how intelligence assets infiltrated the media to control the narrative throughout history. Why isn't the media talking about it? Because there's just an extension of Operation Mockingbird 2.0, where you're not going to have the intelligence assets in the media shining the light on the attempted coup. It was the final hurrah, the last culmination of their attempt to remove Trump from the ballot. They couldn't do it democratically. They couldn't do it lawfare-wise in terms of removing him from the ballot. They couldn't lock him up. They couldn't get him in Florida, D.C., whatever. So they literally tried to have him killed by a kid who – you notice that answer from – I forget who it was, but whether or not the FBI knew of Crooks. And they said he wasn't in our holdings, which is a very bizarre response to, had you ever come across him? Did you ever see this guy? Well, he wasn't in our holdings, doesn't answer the question. And now that we know, because of the recent disclosures, which the media is not running with, that this kid was training for an entire year at a place, at a shooting range that is sufficiently professional, that has got law enforcement professionals training there, a kid who looks like a loner, he looks like your poster child for mass shooters, and that didn't
really... Sure, let's just be clear, because I looked into it, even Fox News covered it. It's their main designated training center. It's not just a place where they pay, you know, have an account to shoot there. It's their federal, you know, law enforcement training facility that other people can train at as well. So yes, and of course, I predicted that would be the case. So where do you see this going?
I have some very dark thoughts, and I don't even like putting that juju out in the universe. What we've had was a parading of Secret Service incompetence for the entire world to see. What's Iran thinking when they say, oh, yeah, we had threats on Trump and this is the security that they had, knowing that we were threatening Trump's life? What you had was basically an open invitation to bad players celebrating the incompetence, if you want to call it that, but I would say the corruption of the Secret Service. And there are no limits or depths to the depravity. So where does it go? I don't know. I hope Trump is taking beyond proper precautions, because I don't trust the Secret Service. I don't trust the FBI. I think they're complicit in all of this. Where do I see it going? They are basically telling you we can do whatever we want. There are no repercussions. There are no consequences. And there's nothing you can do about it. So I take the Bongino approach. Get people out. Get people voting, because this will be resolved on November. I don't want to get the date wrong, but November 5th at the election. Get people out to vote. Don't believe anything that they're telling you now. There's no Kamala Harris, honeymoon. It's all manufactured AstroTurf promoted by the Mockingbird Media 2.0. Get out and vote and change some minds while you're at it. Talk to people.
No, I totally agree. And of course, Tucker did this 6 months ago, a year ago. I did it as well. We basically have the same view. I said the same thing. I said they impeachment and Russiagate and all the frauds and the lawfare and the criminal charges and the fake conviction, and none of it works. And so next on the trajectory is assassination. And then that fails. So what's next? Attempted assassination again? Black swan events? I mean, what do you think this desperate deep state is going to do right now?
Well, and I say this like, you know, you can predict scoundrel behavior by thinking like scoundrels. And once you've seen how scoundrels think, what they want to do is what they did in 2020, control the method of voting, because that was the only way they could sufficiently fortify the 2020 election. You can't do it necessarily through a pandemic again, because I think people have gotten too wise to that. When you look at what's going on in Europe and the violence in the streets, that is the culmination of decades of terrible, terrible open border immigration policy. And then you have violence on the street, which is a backlash to the consequences of the terrible policy. And then you have a cracking down, not on the consequences of the bad policy, but on the people who are reacting to the stabbings, to the murders, to British citizens being treated like second class citizens, to other groups. I mean, I can foresee that happening here, where it's almost by design. You have Kamala Harris, the not border czar.
His connection went out there. We're going to reconnect with him right now, making really, really great points. While we're reconnecting with Viva Fry, we're going to play a clip that I was just mentioning of Tucker Carlson 6 months before they tried to kill Trump, predicting it. Here it is.
They called him names. He won anyway. They impeached him twice on ridiculous pretenses. They fabricated a lot about what happened on January 6th in order to impeach him again. It didn't work. He came back. Then they indicted him. It didn't work. He became more popular. Then they indicted him three more times. And every single time his popularity rose. So if you begin with criticism, then you go to protest, then you go to impeachment, now you go to indictment, and none of them work, what's next? I mean, graph it out, man. We're speeding toward assassination, obviously. And no one will say that, but I don't know how you can't reach that conclusion. You know what I mean? Like, they have decided, permanent Washington, both parties have decided that there's something about Trump that's so threatening to them, they just can't have him.
So, Viva Fry, we got your connection back. You were answering a question, but you got cut off. The miracle technology, but it's not perfect, obviously. We're very thankful for it and thankful for you. Graphing it out now, failed assassination attempt. What comes next here? This is not, hard to know they're going to try something else, but what do you think it's going to be?
Well, if I had to think like a scoundrel, I don't remember where we got cut off, but I'll if I had to think like a scoundrel, what they noticed after the failed assassination attempt on Trump was an immediate spike in his popularity, an almost heroic rise, not just nationally, but internationally. You know, they were making anime cartoons about Trump dodging the bullet. And when you see the sympathy and the public outcry in response to a failed assassination attempt, they could play that game. They can play that game on what they know to be a wildly unpopular candidate that they have currently. They can play an assassination now that they've just broadcast to the world how utterly useless the Secret Service is. They've basically, as far as I'm concerned, exposed Kamala Harris to something that they can then try to pin on an act of reprisal from the right, who are angry at the attempted assassination on Trump. There's
exactly.
There's no depth to which they will not stoop. And that would, you know, if I'm thinking really cynically, and I hate putting this in the universe, Kamala's wildly unpopular. You could get a sympathy vote. You could impose martial law and say, well, now we can't even have elections anymore, at least in person, because of the risk of terrorism at polling stations. So all digital voting. And you,
no, I totally agree. I don't think I said, you know, they would do a medical emergency or get rid of Biden or kill him. They did the medical emergency. I said they would blame Iran and say they're going to try to kill Trump. Now they're officially saying today they think Iran is currently trying to kill Trump as a cover story. But yeah, if I was a globalist, and I'm not calling for this, I'm just thinking like them, they would kill Kamala and create a sympathy vote and then use that for martial law.
And replace her with someone who's not known to be detestable and detested. I don't know if Michelle Obama, you know, people say she doesn't want to get into politics. I don't think the deep state leaves the choice to the people who have benefited from the deep state modus operandi. But it's really dark and sinister to think about what they would do. But everything they've done up to now, including the assassination attempt, has only increased Trump's popularity. So after the assassination attempt, knowing the degree to which it's enhanced his brand, They got to censor the image on Facebook, calling it an altered image. They got to suppress the search results on Google so that people can't even know about it. And a month later, instead of talking about it, they've suppressed the entire story. You understand, they're still talking about the JFK assassination 60 years later. Is it 60 years? Yeah, 60 yes. years later. The only thing that makes this different than a JFK's assassination is that Trump didn't die. The treatment, the disparate treatment, is inconceivable and unimaginable. And they need to not just be talking about this. This needs to be front page story until people are arrested for the dereliction of duty that happened, that allowed that to happen. But the bottom line, they want to control the voting the way they did in 2020. Can't allow a pandemic to do it. Chaos at the polling stations. And I can see the very dark way of doing that, especially now that they have just given the green light to every bad actor on earth. Secret Service is so incompetent, they don't secure the roof. Secret Service is so incompetent, they don't get bathrooms. They just break into people's salons and have their way with their bathroom for 2.5 hours and then leave it with the alarms ringing and unlocked. I mean, they put on display for the world that Secret Service can't be relied on for jack squat. And that is sort of like, I forget what movie it was, but this criminal says, I offer $1 million to anyone who busts me out of jail as I'm in, you know, transport from one jail to the next. They basically greenlit any bad player to say, they're a bunch of idiots, bumbling nincompoops. Let's have our way.
Elon Musk, and we'll play the clip in a moment, said in that big interview 2 days ago that they tried to suppress, they got 1 billion views, showing how dead the corporate media is. I mean, that was just one of the biggest interviews in history, probably the biggest. I mean, 1 billion views, folks. We had 200 million with the Putin interview just on X alone with Tucker Carlson. But 1 billion views, they spun it because the audio was a little bad, you know, here and there, that, oh, Trump's slurring his words and all the rest of this. But Musk said something very simple. He said, with Trump, you get prosperity. With Kamala, you get the opposite. And so no one's going to buy them stealing this election this time. They're clearly trying to put out these fake polls. We looked at the methodology. They are fake polls. Some of the polls don't even have methodology on them. That's when you know you've got a fake poll, saying she's way ahead and all this crap. What else do you expect them to do politically?
Well, there's that article that appeared in Politico just yesterday, the day before, about the hacking conference in Vegas. They call it, it's got a DEFCON voting village. It's such a wild name. It's like DEFCON is the coolest name on earth, and voting village sounds like a place in Florida, where they try to hack voting machines to expose vulnerabilities. They do it every year, and they expose vulnerabilities every year. But they just ran the story yesterday or the day before saying it was in Politico, reported elsewhere. They've exposed vulnerabilities at all levels of voting machines or the election process, from the voting machines to e-books or e-polls, whatever those are. And there's not enough time to remedy the vulnerabilities that the hackers discovered in a mere 2.5 days of hacking. What they're doing right now, and this is like, I borrowed your expression, you know, that it's the same play, just, you know, applied differently depending on the facts. 2016, before Trump got elected, they were floating the idea of voting machines not being secure. We had known about it for decades because it's been an old issue. And I believe they did that, you know, to cast some doubt on if Trump were to have won. 2020, when everybody knows it was chicanery up the wazoo, you can't challenge election results, period. You can't challenge voting machines at all. Dominion, here's a $787 million from Fox News for even having suggested that your voting machines were crap. Now they're saying vulnerabilities exposed in 2.5 days where bad players have had access or have been doing this 24/7. We can't resolve these vulnerabilities because there's not enough time. And so if Trump gets elected, you either go the Jamie Raskin scoundrel route, I'll call him Jamie Ratskin, and say you're disqualified because of insurrection, even though that's exactly what the Supreme Court said is not possible. Or you go, it was stolen because of election interference, and you just burn the entire country down. I mean, they're seeding the grass right now for that. If Trump wins, they can then go back and say, well, in August, we reported that there were vulnerabilities that couldn't be resolved, and Trump is the beneficiary of those vulnerabilities, while they're simultaneously saying that the Trump campaign got hacked by Iranians. I mean, which I don't believe, you know, at all, regardless. So they're setting up all these pieces of chess because they play the long game with them. If Trump wins and they can't disqualify him, he's not in jail, they don't succeed if they try to do it again, which I don't think they will, or they don't try to kill somebody else and then lock down all the voting, they'll say he stole the election through foreign interference because of the vulnerabilities identified in the voting machines.
I agree. That's one of the most probable scenarios. So how do we counter that?
That might be beyond my pay grade. I don't know, because what I believe is that they have whipped up an unhinged portion of the population to a point of no return. And you know, the Rosie O'Donnells of the world, I want to say that the media, they have all of the levers to really whip up the masses, to whip up people into, you know, a violent response should Trump get reelected, which by all accounts, and I don't want anybody thinking it's in the bag and, you know, you get people out and vote, but by all metrics and by all just common sense, people love Trump and people hate Kamala Harris. She was always hated. She was always detestable.
Ronald Reagan got the most votes of almost any Republican ever after he got shot. He was popular, but really popular after he got shot.
I look, the cynic in me says they don't go after Trump a second time. On the one hand, because he made a very wise decision with his VP pick, and the consequences would be different now than they would have been had they succeeded the day before or the 2 days before the convention. Deep, dark cynic says they go after someone on the Democrat side, solve a number of problems, you know, replace with a popular candidate, get the sympathy vote, lock down all forms of voting, declare martial law because of domestic terrorism. And look, it doesn't even have to be, I mean, obviously it doesn't have to be done by someone on the
right. And by the way, their surrogates are all over TV saying civil war and martial law is coming. It's not like you said, they pre-set up the pieces. They
put up that stupid, I mean, it was a terrible movie, that Netflix Civil War movie. They get people to, it's persuasion, and they plant the seeds. They basically tell you what they're doing in real time.
Yeah, let me give you an analogy. It's like you come home and maybe you're cooking dinner. So you get home early, you're going to cook hamburgers and stuff, and you get the hamburgers out, and you get all the fixings out. Your wife walks in. She knows what's for dinner. I mean, they've got the meal out. Or let's say you're having chicken cordon bleu, and you see the chicken, and they're stuffing it with the ham and the cheese. I mean, you know what's for dinner, or your wife's cooking pasta, or you walk into the kitchen, you smell bacon, you're cooking bacon. I mean, they've got the whole meal ready to serve right now. They're already laying it all out.
Yeah, but I have to go back to the Raskin statement, because it's the most dangerous statement you could possibly make politically speaking. Short of saying we're going to set him up on a podium to be whacked by an unhinged kid that we've left the roof open for, they're saying we are going to disqualify the democratically elected candidate while they are simultaneously accusing that candidate of being the next Hitler who will never relinquish power if he's ever elected. What I pray, if I can pray in my heart of hearts, is that there will be whistleblowers in Secret Service, in intelligence, in the government, who are going to reveal things that will even make it undeniable for fence-sitting or middle-of-the-ground Democrats, that the deep state, the apparatus, has just gone too far, and it's time to clean house and not start from scratch, just disband, dismantle, and implement new infrastructure. I don't want it to get bad. I mean, I left Canada so that I could come to a place where we can still fight for freedom, speak with freedom, and live a free life. And Florida's been a great place for that. But they really will do anything to fabricate a pretext, to lock everything down, to lock everyone up, to shut everyone up, and to shut everything down so that they can then say, well, look back to the polls in August. Kamala Harris had a great lead, and she really wowed everybody, even though everybody knows that she's a rambling idiot.
We've got to go to break, but you're dead on here that the whole world's fallen to tyranny. Look at England, where the judge says, you said Muslims are raping people, 20 months in prison. Actual clip I played it yesterday.
It's wild.
Your back's against the wall, so's mine. There's nowhere to run. Everywhere's a tyranny now, except El Salvador. Who knows how long they'll hold on. So we're really back up against the wall here. People can put America down all day, and boy, we got problems, but we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. And here's Eva Frye, a great guy down there with his family, literally escaping Canada. That is a real tyranny under Trudeau. I mean, a WEF model. We'll come back and talk about it all with Eva Frye. Stay with us. I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, We found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to shift gears in a few minutes into Elon Musk and other big topics with Viva Fry, one of the smartest people I know. But you were finishing up when you got cut off by the break about what we need to do, and I totally agree. We already have major multiple Secret Service whistleblowers that came out and exposed that Ronald Rowe, the head of the Secret Service, who was the deputy head, was actually in control and lied to Congress. But again, there's no teeth. No one gets in trouble. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I hope you're right. I think they might back off because, you know, they already tried once. It'll be too obvious. So I've been saying kill a Democrat, kill Kamala, kill, you know, Biden, something like that. But definitely they don't give up. Just like they've launched this big NATO-backed incursion 60 miles into Russia that totally escalates things. I wish there was some way to understand psychologically how to get the current globalist elite to back off, because everything they do worldwide is failing. They're destroying the power of the West, but they don't quit. And Raskin sits up and talks about martial law, civil war, and that's their answer. I mean, these guys are really, really pushing it. So finish your point. Let's shift gears into Elon Musk.
No, I mean, that's it. It's short of letting them provoke you into an act of violence. The real concern is that they can allow one to happen and then blame it on you in the first place. So it has to be constant, vocal, none of this violence. And if it happens, it's another Fed surrection type thing. I mean, I'm talking myself out of it. I'm not out of it. I'm depressing myself as I talk, because in January 6th, in as much as there was violence, I believe it was a Fed motive, a Fed.
It's overwhelming. And the same crew that did the Whitmer fake kidnapping attempt, they ran Jan 6 setup.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. Then you get the Whitmer Fed napping plot, where people were actually acquitted on the basis of FBI entrapment. And then you have the same players going into Jan 6. And then you got the same players in Jan 6 who deleted the text messages of Capitol Police and others. The guy is testifying about this failed security issue, who's now involved in the Trump assassination attempt. I mean, it's dark. It's dark and sinister, because it also doesn't necessarily need to be on American soil. You have some sort of act of terrorism in Europe on a massive scale, and you'll have preemptive lockdowns. And then they'll go from talking about the vulnerabilities of voting machines to saying, we've solved it all. You can vote with your iPhone, just put in your social security number if you have one. So, but the bottom line is you cannot despair, and you can't let them get you into a position where you do something counterproductive and against your own interests. And so it's a question of just make people aware and talk to people and share. And Elon Musk, it's the perfect segue, did just that, and it pisses them off more than anything in the world. And as I say, pisses off, I realize I have a bit of a lisp as well, which is enhanced on these Twitter spaces. But, you get that interview, a long format, 2+ hour interview with Donald Trump and Elon Musk, two exquisitely intelligent and personable human beings. They hate it more than anything, because it is the exact opposite of Kamala Harris. And so what do they have to do with that? I mean, they got to find a way to demonize, downplay that, disinformation that into oblivion. And so they went with this whole Trump having a lisp, cognitive impairment, some stroke in real time, unfit to serve, all of which is only true of Joe Biden.
And at the same time, Kamala is doing no interviews.
None. Oh, and they want to talk about lawfare yet again. So you have, I forget that guy's name, Thierry, the European Union guy. What's his last name? I make a joke about he looks like the face of what the militia fought against the British in 1776. I mean, it looks like the face of arrogant pomposity royalty, saying, Elon, you'd better suppress some of that information, disinformation, when you're interviewing Trump. Otherwise, we might have to impose some of our regulatory power on you, and you won't like it.
And we have a CBS reporter whining at a press conference saying, you can't let, telling the White House, you can't let Trump talk to Musk. I mean, they're open totalitarians.
The guy's like, I believe that there's a lot of disinformation and misinformation on Twitter. First of all, as a journalist, nobody cares what you believe. This is an anecdote I share on my channel all the time. When I was a young lawyer, and the older lawyers that you work under, they say, what do you think of this? And you say, no, sorry, you misunderstood. I don't care what you think. Tell me what the judges think, and tell me what the law says. A journalist is not there to tell the person he's asking a question to what he thinks and what they need to do to put into action his personal thoughts and beliefs. But he does it. And then Karine Jean-Pierre, the other idiot DEI hire, is like, well, I don't have any notes on this, so I don't know how to answer that question. But, we'll see what happens. They're asking for censorship in real time because they know they lose on the exchange of ideas. And they try to go for the lawfare threats against Elon Musk, saying, I forget which idiot it was that's floating the idea that what Elon Musk did was a campaign contribution to Trump, and it's an excessive, undisclosed campaign contribution that he gave this 2.5-hour, 2-hour interview to Trump. He offered it to that empty vat, Kamala Harris, and she obviously will say no, because she'll get not even destroyed. She'll get exposed for the brain dead idiot that she is.
And by the way, that's another question. Why do they keep selecting people that can't talk? And my answer is, the bureaucracy wants someone that's a front person that discredits the country at the same time. They can do whatever they want. The permanent bureaucracy can, the deep state. And then the puppet just gets moved off. A new puppet comes in. They're not selecting Fetterman and Harris and Biden when he declines so much. By accident, they know exactly what they're doing. Can you speak to that?
Well, I actually do think that they would have preferred to have gone with a Gavin Newsom to replace Biden, or even a Gretchen Whitmer, because they are, for all their sins and for all their evil, at least they're reasonably intelligent on their feet. Reasonable. I think the legal reason why they had to go with Kamala as the replacement is so they don't have too much of a hard fight over whatever it was, the $100 million that they had in the war chest already.
Sure, sure. No, I mean, I agree with you that they want somebody that can at least talk. So then why do we keep seeing basically vegetables?
Well, Fetterman healed up a bit. And as he healed up, he sort of got more of his logic about him. But he seems to have gone off the TDS wagon yet again. Kamala Harris is an abject idiot. Everybody knew it. It's part of the reason why many think Biden picked her in the first place, so she wouldn't be a threat to him. You know, he never knew that she'd stab him in the back at the end of the day. But they only went with her because they needed that $100 million that they raised for the Biden for president, and they wouldn't have been able to transfer it, I don't think, to a Gavin.
Well, that's right. Isn't it a spectacle to watch the deep state wage war with the people, but also fighting over the crown in front of everyone?
But it's wild. But this is what's been a little bit blackpilling for me, or I dare say even doompilling. You realize that for a swath of, I don't know, 100 million Americans, elections are sound bites and elections are branding. They don't know what they're buying. They don't know what's in it, but they like the packaging. And when you see Donald Trump do 2-hour interviews on with Elon Musk, thoughtful, insightful discussion, and then they brand that, the media, as a LISP issue, a tech issue. They were 40 minutes late because Elon doesn't know how to run his company. And then they take the empty vat that's Kamala Harris and that useless idiot that's Tim Walz. And all they do is like 30-second clips of scripted speech that might not be in front of people to begin with. I don't mean the rallies. I'm sure she gets people at her rallies. But these stump speeches, which are just highly curated, drafted or scripted speeches, and they brand it. And that is what people, get convinced by. They're on social media. They see a 30-second clip. Kamala Harris, reasonable-looking person. A nice clip, good music. I'm going to vote for that, even though I don't know what's in that product. And the reality is there's nothing in that product. But then you realize it's just how elections are run. And it's very depressing because the low information voters, and I don't mean stupid people. I don't mean bad people. I mean people who are too involved with their own lives and their own existence to live this daily like we do, don't know what they are voting for. They don't know what they're getting. But my goodness, do they like the packaging. And my goodness, is the media good at rebranding this individual right here, who has always been detested, detestable, stupid, incompetent, succeeded only through extracurricular activity, and they've reinvented her.
And now we're told she's invincible. 82 days of the election. I'm more concerned about the 79 between that and the inauguration. I believe Trump is going to win because the numbers show it's so overwhelming, but they're going to pull something big. Raskin said civil war, you name it. It's 158 days until that key point. What would your advice be to Trump? And then I want to shift gears back to Musk. What did you think of the 2-hour transmission? We had over 2.5 million people that watched our streams just covering it. It was so much powerful stuff. What did you think was the best part?
First of all, the discussion over, on a substantive level, the discussion over inflation. I mean, it's just people don't understand it, but they simplified it for anybody who was listening. And what I love is that these idiots who want to demonize all of the, what they discuss, and they share these clips. Congrats, you're giving these clips a lot more exposure than they would have otherwise gotten by exposing them to your audience. But, the idea that we'll meet in Venezuela, and then the left-wing media runs with it as though Trump is saying he's going to flee America, when what he was saying, and they allowed this to be amplified, is the crime rate in Venezuela is going down because they're allowing migration of criminals into America. So congrats, you thought you had an own through disinformation on Trump, but you've only put that element on blast, that the crime rate in Venezuela has gone down because of criminality migration. So those are my favorite.
And Trump was clear. He said Venezuela is getting better than us now because they're putting all the criminals here. It was a joke he made, and they just run a headline saying Trump to flee to Venezuela. It's preposterous.
It's preposterous, and they're idiots. And even in the 21-second clip that they try to put out there, it's clear that he was saying, we'll meet for lunch in Venezuela because it's safer than it is in America. Hyperbolic, but the point got out there nonetheless. What I love about all of it is the style. Trump got out with his press conference last week, and he rambled, put it in quotes. It's an unscripted press conference. That's what they look like. Nobody wants scripted reading off a teleprompter because you are unable to think on your own. And when you do,
listen. Sometimes I say really thought-provoking things and I'm on target. Sometimes I listen to the show, I ramble. People actually like that. They know it's real.
Absolutely. And also, that's what a press conference is supposed to be. Robert Barnes, my partner in law, he was talking about in the olden days when someone would get up on a stump and talk. Back in the days when politicians were expected to know how to talk on their feet.
Look at the Lincoln-Douglas debates. What those go? I'm going to remember like 10 hours or something. Some debates would go for days. Guys, look up how long the Lincoln-Douglas debates went.
That might be a little bit too long. I mean, I've got a short attention span, but I could sit through 2 hours.
I'm saying in the old days, people really wanted to hear you for a long time to see if you were just doing talking points or you were smart.
Well, absolutely, because a 3-hour podcast with Joe Rogan – It's very hard to be a phony for 3 hours. And so, Trump gets up and he says, look what I'm doing. I am doing what Kamala Harris will never do because she cannot do it. And then they have to say, oh, he's rambling. He's talking about it. Yeah, that, first of all, that it's fine. That's what a discussion is supposed to be like. So that's what I loved about it. And I think he's, look, there's some theories that he's not going hard enough on Kamala now and he should be doing a little more. Other people are retorting that he wants to make sure that they lock in Kamala at the DNC convention in Chicago and they don't play another switcheroo. So don't go as hard on Kamala.
By the way,
now
between me and you and the fence post, I've talked to high level. That's actually what he's doing. He's once she's confirmed, he's going to rip the living hell out of her.
Oh, absolutely. Because it's like, first of all, it's the softest, easiest target on earth. And Tim, Tampon Tim or No Balls Walls. I mean, these are easy targets. And there were some people, I was talking with somebody, I was fishing at Loxahatchee and I'm talking to a guy and he's like, yeah, he shouldn't have gone that hard on Biden because he should have let Biden stay in until the nomination. They had another way of eliminating Biden that they would have done. The 25th was one threat. The other threat was another jab or another boost, if people get what I'm getting at. But they don't have that element with Kamala quite as easily. So, let her be. Let her get locked in at the DNC convention, and she is going to be the easiest battleship on that game of battleships to target and destroy.
You're absolutely right. Let me play a clip, because, I mean, I played a bunch of these yesterday, but, man, it's so good, actually. And going back to energy, and I'll find the energy clip, too. Trump goes, you increase energy, and it cuts inflation. Well, anybody that really knows the economy knows if the basis of it is cheap oil, cheap gas, cheap electricity, however you generate it, and cheap fertilizer. If you don't have cheap food and if you don't have cheap energy, that's what drags economies down. Successful countries have infrastructure, they have brains, they have a culture, but you've got to have cheap energy. And we're shutting down a coal power plant every week. China's building three. So the point is they're literally turning the lights off, like in 2001 Space Odyssey, where he's turning off the HAL 9000. I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. They're like literally just turning off our power, turning off our energy. And Trump goes, it's simple. You just make the energy cheap. That fixes it. And it's true. It won't fix it all because overprinting by the Federal Reserve. But if you don't have the precursor of all wealth is energy, folks, whether it's for plants, animals, humans, machines.
And this is to highlight, I'm not sure which clip you're going to play, but just to highlight what an empty vassal and utter idiot Kamala Harris is. She's in office now. Like, it seems to me that she's forgotten that she's the administration that's caused all of these problems. She's in one of her stump speeches, where I don't know if she went off script or she just has idiot speechwriters. She's like, when I was attorney general, I went after price gougers. And so I'm going to do that to counter inflation. Inflation is not the result of price gouging. Period. Price gouging does not cause inflation. Period. So as a matter of economy, she's an idiot. As a matter of her.
But let me just back you up. Remember when Biden 3.5 years ago, as soon as he got in, oil prices exploded because he cut all the drilling permits and did a bunch of, he cut off pipelines. He said the gas stations are gouging. Anybody that studies industry knows gas stations on average basically break even or lose money. Okay. The gas is just to get you there. They make money on the lottery tickets and the drinks. The cigarettes and the ice cream. So again, blaming the gas stations, folks.
Alex, Biden, I think, might have known better. I'm not sure about Kamala, but I had actually looked into buying a gas station. This is way back in the day. Just to mildly look at the P&L statements. Like, yeah, the margins are you don't buy that type of job if you have choices. And then the cleanup and the decontaminations are wild, but. Biden gets into office and immediately does two things that cause at least two of the big problems now that we've seen, and cuts the Keystone Pipeline, which had some benefits to Canada as well, and then reverses Trump on the border issues. And so, it's the beginning of inflation, and it's true. Don't want to be accused of ignoring it. The printing of the trillions as part of the COVID issue, the COVID.
Oh yeah, well, part of it is lays at the feet of the stimulus packages.
Absolutely. So you can't ignore that. And then people say, well, that takes 3 years to kick in. The war with this is where people are just dumb and liars. They say, oh, that takes 3 years to kick in. So it's as a result of the stimulus packages. Except about a year ago, they were saying that the inflation was caused by Putin's war in Ukraine, which was contemporaneous. So when they want to draw it back to place the blame 3 years ago, they say, oh, it takes time for the stimulus package printing money to cause inflation. But when it's immediate, they then blame it on Putin. Putin's tax hike, a gas hike, Putin's inflation, and not on Biden. So that they're dishonest thoroughly through and through. But Kamala Harris says, when I was attorney general, I went after price gougers. And when I'm president, I'm going to go after inflation. That was caused when I'm vice president and we're still in office.
And by the way, she's in power right now. So all of this is ridiculous. Here's a clip I want to play, though, that was very short, but very simple and very true, with Elon saying, look, I'm for prosperity. With Trump, you get prosperity. Not perfect, but, you know, because this is not a perfect world we're already in, folks. He's inheriting this. But with her, you get the opposite. Here it is.
A critical juncture for the country. You know, I think a lot of people thought, you know, the Biden administration would be a moderate administration, but it's not. And obviously, we're just going to see an even further left administration with Kamala. That's my honest opinion. I mean, her dad is literally. She was brought up as an actual. Her dad is a Marxist economist. That's, you can Google it. I mean, it's not a. We're not making this up. You know, that's how she was brought up. So, we want to have a future that is prosperous. And I think we're just at this critical juncture. I think this is a case of the America is kind of at a fork in the road, and
it's true.
And I think the path to, like, you are the path to prosperity, and I think Kamala is the opposite. Then that's my honest opinion. I'm gonna get attacked like crazy, and you know, I've also experienced quite a bit of lawfare myself. But I'm just trying to tell people my honest opinion, and I haven't been really active in politics before.
That's good. I want to get Viva Fry's take on that, but we said this was coming months ago, right on time for the election, 82 days left. WHO declares global emergency over new mousepox or new monkeypox outbreak. They've been trying to get the bird flu hysteria going. That hasn't worked. The New York Times, WHO declares global emergency over new monkeypox outbreak. Wow, because they couldn't get their power-grabbing treaty through. Here's AP. Monkeypox has been declared a public health emergency in Africa. What is it, and what is the WHO doing? Oh, there are saviors. Give me your take on that.
It's a joke. I mean, they really bounced from the bird flu to the monkeypox. Are they calling it mpox because they don't want to call it monkeypox because that's politically incorrect?
Exactly, because the last name last year failed, so now they've even called it something different. They've rebranded it.
Well, I mean, I don't even know what you're going to call this when you have the China virus. I don't know what you're going to call this. It's outrageous. Nobody trusts them. They know it. And there's a reason why these corrupt globalist organizations who are unelected should have zero say in national politics.
Well, that's right. I mean, look, they're totally discredited. All the numbers show that. So what do? They keep trying the same old tricks.
Make up more loud. And they'll get a great mRNA shot that's going to work better on this than it did on the last stuff. First of all, Elon, I love the fact that he touches on this. Kamala Harris's father is a straight up communist, like communist in the literal sense of the word. We sort of use that word.
And so is Walls. Walls, it turns out, is like a Chinese agent and literally like lives over there and like collects Mao's little red books.
Well, let's call them statists. If anybody has a problem with the term communist, they want the state to control every aspect of your life. But Kamala,
just like Trudeau said, he said, I admire China's basic dictatorship.
Absolutely. They can turn the economy around on a dime for green initiatives. The guy told you he was going to do 10 years ago. But to highlight and just, you know, now a million plus people know Kamala Harris, the first black president, a presidential nominee, who was Indian in 2020, and I love, you know, it was very funny what Trump said, but rebranded, reintroduced as black now. Her father is a descendant of slave owners. Her father would have to pay reparations, not receive them. Her father is basically a communist of sorts, and she was raised in Canada. And now I wholly understand the certain requirements for citizenship, having a connection to the country that you want to represent, because you basically are getting a foreign commie who might ascend to the presidency of these United States of America with philosophies and policies that are antithetical.
Well, that was because the British were going to try to bring in lords and run them. I mean, exactly. It was to keep them out.
But the bottom line also, it's like Elon Musk highlights this, and more people have heard it now than would have ever heard it, and it drives them nuts. But Kamala Harris, I would not hold my breath for Kamala Harris to accept Elon's invite.
All right, we got a minute left. Thank you so much for the time. We got a huge guest analysis and breaking news next hour. But in closing, any other key points you'd like to add?
No, I would say it's going to be time to. I'll make a hashtag balls to the walls on walls, because his stolen valor lie is one that cannot be ignored. I mean, maybe if there's, you know, a hierarchy, Trump assassination attempt failed and Secret Service security failures cannot be ignored. Right up there now is Tim Walz lying about his military combat experience. Had that been J.D. Vance, he would have been federally charged under the Stolen Valor Act. I guarantee it. I mean, they don't even need a pretext to sue you under the law. So that nobody should forget about. Go hard and don't be apologetic about it. You know, they went after J.D. Vance and called him, basically.
And by the way, the new stuff, he outright says he's a combat vet Afghanistan. I mean, the new stuff is totally damning.
It's totally damning. Like, okay, I carried war weapons in war. He was never at war. And then they try to gaslight and reframe it. I am proud of my career. You should be proud of your military career, which means you shouldn't have lied about what you didn't do in your 24 years of national
service. Well, he also basically deserted when it was time to go to war.
And they tried to spin that and say, well, he filed his retirement papers before the deployment came, except he damn well knew that it was going. And they say that some people, you know, would run towards it, even if they had done that, would, you know, take their papers back and go serve with them, with their men. But the bottom line, from what I understand, he knew damn well in advance that it was coming. And so he gets to make that defense on paper, but the accusations are true. He even had to apologize for it. So they say misspoke. When they do it, it's misspeaking. If a Republican or J.D. Vance had done it, it would have been a federal crime. And the question remains whether or not he lied about combat experience to procure any benefit that would have been provided to him.
And he also said he was several ranks higher. I mean, the guy is a damn liar who puts tampons in boys' bathrooms.
He's a liar. Well, he and Trudeau will have fun, you know, gallivanting across the globe together. He's a damn liar. And once these candidates are clinched in after the Chicago convention, don't forgive, don't forget, stay peaceful, don't succumb to your more base instincts of like lashing out because that's what they want. Don't be provoked. But my goodness, social media has a power, and use it for what it's
worth. Yeah, folks, fight like your life depends on, because it does. On X, the Viva Fry, VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. Talk to you soon, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right. I'm not going to even tell you what's coming next hour, because I've got like 10 different stacks, a bunch of clips, breaking news, new UN global health emergency, knew that was coming. I'm going to come right back. We're going to hit it all here today. And please remember, we're listener supported. We've got great products you need. Bunch of great products back in stock, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. And our other great sponsor is DrJonesNaturals.com. All the nano silver products, the colloidal silver, the next level foundational energy, stuff you really need. Please check it out. Thanks for your support. DrJonesNaturals.com. Only you're keeping us on the air, so I humbly ask you for support now at drjonesnaturals.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said, it's like 75%. Regular turmeric, just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months, back in stock, is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, peperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.